Okay. We can load in, though. It's not even need to clap. We can just, we're in.
We're in.
We're started.
Damn. We're doing the damn thing.
All right.
That's sad.
Guys.
No more claps.
No claps.
What's Fawn supposed to do with his butt cheeks now?
He's just going to stay fresh in case we go back. Anyways, well, welcome in. Welcome back. We are on the other side of 100 now, episode 101 of the Backseat Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host, Mario, rare name drop of myself. And I got the two Jose's, J squared, Jose and Jose.
What's Flight. Up, everyone?
Slash Castro. You notice we're down one section of the gene pool. It's the last connection. We saw Fonz briefly, like a secret ghostly figure. He popped up, looked at us for about 30 seconds, and then disappeared again. Hopefully he's back in at some point soon.
Oh, the devil. You said his name way too many times.
Fucking Candyman over here.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
I'm sorry, what?
Can you
no,
hear me?
No, I can
okay?
hear you. Oh, upgrade.
Everyone it's did their homework. I'm so proud of us.
You spoke too soon.
Yeah.
Why?
I agree.
I didn't see what my assignment was. Or I saw what my assignment was, but I didn't do the task.
I think he was just talking about the mics, everyone getting mics.
That's what I was talking about, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was expecting, Fonzo, you spoke too soon. It's not plugged in.
Well, also, didn't you just steal that from your brother?
Yes. And I had a chance to test it out so that's what I was doing right now, trying to get it to work.
Is this what y'all's teachers went through all of grade school? Just disappointment? Just thinking, giving you guys assignments, and then having y'all show up, hoping that maybe you did it?
No, because I didn't disappoint my teachers. Graduated with honors.
So, well, where did that honor go?
It left. It stayed over there.
School.
And
he's like, yeah, I'm done with this.
I'm done.
And he earned a purple belt in Peter Piper Pizza Karate.
Black belt.
That he still has. That he's got. That's funny enough because I feel like I barely passed grade school. I just thought it was okay to not do things. I'd get assignments and just be like, yeah, don't feel like doing that one. And I just knew every 6 weeks when report cards came out that I was going to be in trouble for, didn't really even fully understand why. Like, just, this is going to go badly for me.
Dude, I remember trying to do well most of my, like, middle school, most of high school, but, like, as soon as senior year hit, I was like, I'm not trying to, you know, like, be in the top percentage of anything. I know where I want my life to go after this. I don't need the, like, honors classes, nothing like that. I'll do we did the co-op program where you had to work a certain number of hours per week, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then you got released, like, at 12 or something during the week. And I was like, this is awesome. Like, I'm ready to start my life.
Yeah.
I just want to graduate and be done with it. I don't need the special recognition or anything like that, so.
No, that's what I loved in my senior year. That's why I was like, dude, this is what I've been doing my whole life.
Back in high school, I ended up graduating
number two.
Why didn't they offer this in middle school?
Yeah, I was trying to graduate number one, so I was trying really hard, but I only got number two. So.
Damn, Fonz, who beat you?
Still,
William?
High honors.
Did Will beat you?
You think my brother beat me?
That'd whoa,
William!
He
no, he
chance.
Never had a 180. He's just always been the way he is. No drop off. Yeah, that's funny. I'd had the same thing. I think you have two classes. One of them was literally one to like learn how to do a job that we already had. That was like a prerequisite to even getting in. And then yeah, the freedom of like walking out of school at 12 o'clock.
And at that time, that was. When we worked at the theater, I'm sure that was you and I and Castro too. So we knew our shift didn't start till like 4 or 5 or 6. So like getting out at noon was just like, woo, we out of here.
First taste of freedom. And some of us couldn't handle the loss of structure. Just kept going down after that.
Damn.
Anyway, well, Fonz, you didn't miss much. You might have missed only about a minute of it. So good timing. Good job getting in before your ETA.
Yeah. Sorry, man. I was rushing. Get back home.
All good. All good. It's sort of the thing we talked about behind the scenes is just trying to be a little more stringent and more rigid on the scheduling and timing, to mostly for us. The listeners don't really care one way or the other, but it's like the temptation was there. You and your brother obviously not here at all, and then you say, hey, can we bump it? And then I just had flashbacks to last year. I was like, no, this is what we're not doing. We're not starting this train right now. It's episode 2. We can't break already. So
well, the great thing about this new app is that I could just join at any time. So
in theory, let's hope we didn't. Right. We didn't get to use it the first time.
Yeah. So this will be the first one. I'm also recording on my phone just in case the audio.
Should we all record on my? I'm a little nervous because I see a little VU meter on everyone. I see mine. It's not going up and down. So
I see yours moving.
Oh, yep. You do? Yeah. Okay, maybe it's just on your own. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Get the phone.
Anyway, I mean, it's not the worst idea, but
nah.
Nah.
I feel better now.
No one's going to hear this. Anyway, all right. We did episode 100 last episode. Ooh. Where we pretty much just talked NFL catch-up. This is way more league-centric. The Dynasty League itself, specifically things like the draft lottery that we had, league trades, a couple potential rule changes, implementation of new features potentially, one of which was news to me. I was reading in the rundown that I didn't know this thing existed, so we'll come up on that pretty soon. We've more or less already had our intro, brief as it was, so I think we can just get to it. Jump right into it. Jose, I was noticing on the update, it seemed like the we talked about sort of going through each of the 8 divisions, just kind of paying attention to training camp headlines as a little bit of a kickoff. But on the updated one, that went away and shrunk to just like previous headlines. Are we still doing as Fonz eats a hot dog? I just noticed. I hope you're muted, dude. Okay. Oh, yeah, I see it.
I hope he's not.
He loves the mute feature. He loves this new app.
Oh, yeah.
He calls it the hot dog button.
But if we post this, people are going to see you.
That's true. There's people that are into that, though. There's whole pages dedicated to watching people eat.
Yeah, it might boost our numbers.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Keep yourself unmuted, Fonz. We'll do the ASMR stuff. That's another a subset of what we're doing here. We'll just extract that audio and do it on a different channel. A paid channel.
This is me taking my third bite.
Oh, that sounded good.
His last bite. He's a 3-bite hot dog eater. all right. So,
for the rundown, that was part of the original, I'll say, rundown, or the rough draft of the rundown was everyone was going to be taking a division or a couple divisions and just go through any odd training camp headlines we've seen the last month, really, or a couple weeks. But it might have just been pre-production confusion. It sounded like there was a desire to bring up previous year's odd headlines, and so I revised that rundown and took everyone's homework assignments out and just made it one thing, because that's what it sounded like we were gonna do. Like, there was only gonna be a couple to reference. So Mario, I thought you were gonna have a couple of ones for us to run through, but if that's not it, I have one like current, or at least one from this training camp, but I don't have any to go through like every division.
Yeah, I started going through the last couple of years, that was more just going to be like a bookend to everyone else's assignment for this year. More like everyone is talking about headlines. Well, let's see how much this even matters, if the previous headlines were, you know, accurate or not. So these guys not doing their assignment kind of works out.
Oh, yes. So I did do my assignment.
I know some headlines.
All right, well, we'll go ad hoc then and see who retains what. I did do 3 different divisions, since I did 2 of Williams and 1 of my own. So I do have modern ones for that. So why don't you guys piece together what you have, Castro, you seem ready. Piece together what you have, and we'll fill in. We'll hopefully try to knock out one for each of the eight divisions.
Do I have to pick one division? Do I have to stay in one division, or can I go like
Tell me what you got, and then we'll check them off as we go.
Just training camp headlines, right? We're not talking like the preseason games or anything like that.
Yeah, they kind of coincide with each other.
I'll say one of the juicier ones I've heard is I hear that Malik Nabers is just smoking everyone under the sun.
That's NFC East. We'll call that
NFC Least. So like. I've heard like everyone saying like this kid's just good, and I know he's like in a crappy offense, and he's with Daniel Jones probably for the next couple of years. But I've only seen like a couple highlights, and he just looks good. Like that's probably one of the ones I think I'm most excited about.
He got hobbled though, right? Well, what was his injury?
I don't think he got injured, did he?
Yep, yeah. It was an ankle injury. But they're calling it a minor ankle injury.
Day to day with ankle injury.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going around, ankle injuries.
There's a lot of injuries in general.
Yeah.
A lot of bitch ankles in the league.
Who's the next Mr. Glass?
Mr. Glass.
I heard that too, though. And if we're taking off our fantasy hats for a moment and talking real football, the Giants are in the Cowboys division, so we're probably going to be seeing a lot of that dude for a long time. He was I will say he was highlighted in that Giants Hard Knocks, like the executive office one. I don't know if any of you guys, Jose, I think you watched it, right?
Oh yeah.
And yeah, they're blown away. They're super excited. Actually, to watch that show, you'd think the Giants had a really good draft. They might be maybe you're a little bit too close, and maybe everybody thinks that from that perspective, but they're super excited. My only thing, and this is totally speculative because they had the big three in there, Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers, and Roma Dunze. I think attitude-wise, Nabers comes in last place for me. Talent-wise, he might be there. But attitude, like the other two seem to have a different switch that this kid doesn't. I can totally see him yelling at Daniel Jones on the sideline within a few weeks. I feel like he's going to be the type to throw a tantrum. So that's my only prediction on that.
But you like divas, though, right? I mean, that's the kind of player you want.
You like the AJ Brown crying sideline.
If he's on my fantasy team, I love it. I love it for that perspective. Every other angle, not so much a fan.
Was Malik Nabers the one where because in that Hard Knocks or one of the episodes when they were interviewing the three top receivers, Odunze, Nabers, and
Harrison.
They asked someone like, "Oh, what would you do if you're not getting the ball or something?" And that person was like, "Oh, I would be upset and whatever." And the coach Dable was like, "Oh, that's what we want. We want people to be fired up and want the ball." Was that Nabers or was that
That was Nabers.
That was Nabers. Okay, that ties in. That ties in well. Okay.
Yeah. Red flag number one. He looks good.
I think he's gonna be good.
I don't doubt he's gonna be talented, but like I'm thinking. If you're going to ask me who's the most likely to be the next Dez Bryant, like attitude-wise, I would pick him out of the three, for sure.
Speaking of Dez Bryant, Cowboys are still stupid. Have they done anything? Have they done anything besides piss off CeeDee Lamb?
CeeDee Lamb. It is a training camp headline. We already did NFC East, but...
I was sticking to the same one. That's why I was going to keep
it. Was that your next one?
No, because I started in NFC East. But Jerry Jones, no urgency to get CeeDee Lamb back.
it's his comment, just like we're all in, and does nothing in the off season. It's like this is you all in. My goodness.
Well, did you see CeeDee Lamb post that article on Twitter when it said no sense of urgency, I'm gonna sound so old. I don't use fucking Twitter, but he reposted it, I guess, and just put LOL on the main headshot.
Yeah, saw that.
I just think it's funny.
What the Cowboys are doing. Sorry, go ahead.
How Jerry Jones has no sense of urgency, or that's what he says, and the dude's like old. And I don't know. I would just think like,
no sense of urgency about everything.
Exactly. Like I was whatever, man. I just get so annoyed. Even like when I see Noe across the street, he's like, "Hey man, what are the Cowboys doing?" I'm like, "I don't fucking know, man." Like I at this point, I'm more invested in the Saquon with the Eagles, like other teams. This team just makes me so upset. I don't want to be upset this year. I already have my fantasy team to worry about.
Yeah, it's very upsetting to hear. Even as a non-Cowboys fan, it's like, dude, the dude is an elite wide receiver. What are you doing? Like, lock him up. But also, too, moving on from the Cowboys, one from the Eagles I thought was kind of interesting I heard today was Jalen Hurts has not thrown an interception this entire training camp. Not once.
I heard he was yelling at his coach that there's like some rumors that they're not getting along behind the scenes.
That's been since like the end of last season. End of last season,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Yeah, they picked up where they left off. That's not good either.
Yeah, I don't think I have a Commanders headline.
I'm surprised you did all four. You clearly didn't read it because Jose, for the sake of time and not to have a repeat of last episode, he said, just name one for each division. Oh. I thought you'd spread it out. You had at least one other random team, but you did. The NFC East, you would pick the Cowboys division.
Yeah, and I'm overly surprised that everyone actually looked and did some of their homework, even though I took it down and revised it. I didn't think anyone, like, no one else made a comment about, you know, oh yeah, that sounds good, or like any questions or anything like that. I was like, oh, okay, no one's gonna do this. And so it's very surprising that everyone kind of has something. If we're ready to move on, I have one quick one for the NFC North, and it's just highlighting one team.
Perfect. That's one I did not do. What you got?
NFC North, and this is just an odd or funny headline. I don't know if we need to, if there's any speculation we need to discuss around it, but it's for the Lions. And it's per Nick Baumgartner of The Athletic. And he says on Jameson Williams, Jameson Williams looks stronger, more explosive with body control in the air, and literally looks like a different player from a year ago today. And J-Mo also puked mid-stride after catching a touchdown, wiped off the puke, and kept practicing. Headline. Training camp headline.
Couldn't believe it himself that he scored.
What just happened?
Well, this is just the odd or the funny. Like, you read him, you're like you just laugh. You're like, okay, what am I going to do with this? Like, this isn't going to help me. Like, I don't care. But
that's training camp hot stove. Right from the hot stove. Yeah, Justin might be excited if he listens to this. He's in a weird pickle, though, because he has both Amon-Ra and Jameson Williams. He took Jameson as kind of like best available in his spot. And, yeah, I guess stock going up can't hurt, but we all hate having two players on the same team.
He took Jameson because Miller backed out of the trade.
That's exactly why.
Damn, Miller got him good.
Any others, Jose? Any other teams or divisions that came to mind?
Nope.
Fonz, anything from any of the other divisions you might have on the top of your head?
I remember seeing one about Quentin Johnston and how they have major plans for him, I think was the quote.
Dude's not even a starter.
It's calling him a fucking bus out of town.
Yeah, so that'd be an interesting one to see how that plays out.
How you feeling there, Castro? It's your first round pick last year.
He needs a miracle. That's what he needs. He's not a starter at the moment. He's not taking reps with the starters. He's a backup.
What's wild is that might be the worst wide receiver room in the NFL, and he still can't get snaps.
Whoa, worse. We still got Josh Palmer there. You hater.
That's your one. You lost Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. Their number one is a rookie named Ladd McConkey.
That guy's trash.
And then Josh Palmer, and then you got Jim Harbaugh, who's like ground and pound city. Justin Herbert, who's injured. It's not an ideal situation. Yeah, right now. But hey, if you're stubborn like me, you'll just hang on to that stock until it turns around, and maybe it will.
See one.
But actually, I saw headlines. I saw just clips of Quentin Johnston dropping the ball over and over again and the reps he does get.
Can't catch.
I've got we'll skip. Atlanta made a trade for Judon today. I guess he was really unhappy in New England, so Atlanta getting some pass rushers, that along with Kirk Cousins and, you know, the resurgence of Drake May and Kyle Pitts and Bijan. Like, Atlanta probably a favorite to win that NFC South division, and maybe even a playoff team if Kirk can come back.
You said Drake somewhat. May. It's Drake London.
Sorry, Drake London. We're early season form already, just combining names. I got two. I'll I'll save the fun one for last, but AFC North, I don't know if you guys have heard about the Browns rookie defensive tackle, Michael Hall Jr., arrested after allegedly pointing a gun at his fiance's head.
Oh, my God.
And so when I saw that, I was like, of course it's Cleveland. Like, but maybe they're just, like, bad luck until I read the profile on the guy. This was a write-up from a reporter who before the draft said the biggest flaw with Hall is character. Multiple team sources said the character issues are bad and significant. The character is such a problem, some teams could drop him off their board completely. He should be a first-round pick, but might fall further. Cleveland took him in the second round.
We'll take that chance.
sit him right next to Deshaun. We'll keep rolling. The dude made one tackle in one preseason game, and now he's in jail. Not saying that the book is closed on that, but it's not a great start for this dude's career.
Oh, my God, dude.
The legal process still has to play out, but that's just the most Cleveland headline I could think of once I saw their name pop up. Other one, apologies in advance for any offended parties, but we all know Buffalo has kind of a shallow wide receiver room. They've got Keon Coleman and Khalil Shakir maybe, but they lost Stephon Diggs and they lost Gabe Davis. So today, in an attempt to revive his career from retirement, the Bills worked out 29-year-old Corey Davis, former division rival.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's the first thing that popped up for Buffalo.
That's not real.
Corey Davis applied for reinstatement all the way back in March, and today was seen working out with Buffalo, trying to get his career back.
Let's go, Davis. I'm picking him up.
This one, Jose thought he escaped him. Back to torture.
That fucking sucks. I hope it's just a workout, man. I hope it's just a goddamn workout. Are you kidding?
He ain't got anyone to throw the ball to. They're gonna pick him up.
Yeah.
So we'll see. It's early. We don't know what he has left in the tank. I mean, he has only been retired for like 8 months, but we'll see what he's got. See if he makes that cut. Nobody has him, right? Free agent.
No way. Yep. Nobody has
him. I can't wait to see somebody draft him.
Yes.
You know what? It's going to be Miller. I already know.
Miller might be the one.
And if Miller picks him up, he's just going to be a stud.
Yep.
I mean,
it's all part of the witchcraft. I'm going to Vegas with him in a few days. He's going to wine and dine me again, and end up picking up Corey Davis and screw me over this year.
It's about the time of the year too where Miller sends out his outrageous trade offers. Have any of you guys got any?
Oh yeah, yesterday
I got some too. Yeah, I got one. Oh, you didn't get one more? You suck.
I didn't get one. What did you guys get? You gonna share? Can you share with the class, or is it so outrageous it's not even worth?
I think this is like the second year in a row where he tries to dump off Hunter Henry on me. I don't remember what he wanted, but it was a pick, and I was like, no.
Yep, and for me, he wanted my 9th pick this year, so my 109 for, any guesses? Hunter Tutu Atwell.
Oh.
Like, outrageous, not at all worth considering, but just worth mentioning because of what had happened week 2 last year.
Ugh. That's such a Miller trade. All right, I'm not offended anymore. I think I'm glad I didn't get any Miller offers.
No, you'll get some.
Still early.
Okay, that is the latest training camp hot stove headlines. Oh, I mean, last one, big one. JJ McCarthy, our boy.
Oh.
Out for the entire season. I just read a headline that he is the first round rookie quarterback to miss his entire rookie season due to injury since 1967. So that is some bad luck.
That sucks.
I'm not sure it's a significant drop off, like from Sam Darnold to JJ. Like JJ probably had a higher ceiling because we know what Sam Darnold is right now. I think Darnold will be fine as the Justin Jefferson owner of the league. I mean, it's better than last year. I mean, he just had, like, Jefferson's going to get 15 targets a game, I feel like, as long as he's healthy. So it's just, it'd be nicer if they were, you know, had more opportunities to score. And JJ looked all right in the game he played, so I was hopeful. So that's just kind of a bummer.
He did look good. Yeah. I feel bad for the kid.
Yeah, seriously.
So, all right, that's the end of the hot stove, which does finally officially take us to Flash League news. Going by the rundown here, I think we're going to go in reverse order. So the oldest thing that happened relative to today was our draft lottery. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I showed.
That was a while ago, too.
It was. I think we did it all. We did it like Super Bowl time, right? Like February? March, just around that time,
it was like a week or two after. It was like mid or end July.
Really?
Or January? Sorry.
No, I was gonna say okay. Yeah.
Like July. Yeah. That makes sense. So this does open a topic of discussion. So we can talk about the results. So does anybody have those in front of them? Because I have a different screen in front of me right now.
I don't, but I could get them.
Let's see the quickest guns.
I can. I have it up. We're starting at what, there you go. The end?
Yeah, let's start backwards. So at 9 through 12 are automatically locked in. The top four finishers from the year prior just get locked into 9, 10, 11, 12. But yeah, take us through it.
Which means that's Joe with the 12th pick, Justin with the 11th pick. Sorry, I had a refresh. I didn't believe it. William with the 10th pick. and then myself with the 9th pick. Now these are all like who owned the picks, not necessarily. There's been some trades that had happened, you know, last season or before last season. And there are now new owners of those picks, but that's how it shakes out for the top or bottom four.
All right, so that 1 through 8 then leaves us with our lottery game. We won't go through what all the percentages are, but basically the worse your final standing was, the better your odds at a number one pick. So. What do we got there?
So we have Castro with the 8th pick, and that pick actually belongs to Isaac. Sorry, this is something I should have done with 9 through 12, but I'll start here. Fonz with the 7th pick. Isaac with his original pick at number 6. Mario, you have the 5th pick. Miller has the 4th pick, but that pick belongs to Noe. Scott with the 3rd. Warwick with the 2nd. And Noe with his original pick. Picking at number 1.
Yeah, Noe getting in here 3 times. Noe getting the big one. Noe has the 1, the 4, and what's his other one?
10.
10.
That was William's pick?
Yep.
Yeah.
Dang. What was that trade? You don't have to look it up. I'm just usually Herbert, I can remember. Maybe? I don't know. Going back a little bit. Noe's got 3 in the top 10, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. I did try to message him once about one of his picks, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm not really selling it, but what do you got?" I'm like, "If you're not selling, I'm wasting my time with this." Anyway, I didn't realize he had 3 of those bad boys. But yeah, this anytime we do the lottery, which is literally like bingo almost. It's just a rotary golden cage full of ping pong balls. And it just adds a little flair and excitement outside of, the NFL actually does reverse order. Like, you have the worst record, you get the 1 pick. There's no real drama or excitement the way, like, the NBA does it, for example. And I don't think a lot of people care about tanking because, like, the NFL teams are such a large entity that between a 53-man roster and coordinators and head coaches and ownership, like, everyone's kind of fearing for their job. So no one's ever, like, actively trying. Tanking is 100% like a front office call. That might be the GM saying, hey, make sure these guys don't play this week because they're set up to win. But, like, I don't ever truly believe that players do not try to win. Because, like, the average NFL career is 3 years. Like, we all know about Brady and Mahomes, but we don't see the guys who just disappear off a team. We're like, oh, yeah, whatever happened to that guy? Like, he had a 2-year career and it ended. So I think the NFL kind of has that baked in, so it's not a huge deal. But for us, it's harder because we are the front office in that sense. So I've always kind of wanted to stay away from somebody willfully just not trying for the last 3 or 4 weeks and kind of giving away wins for playoff positioning and all that. And this was sort of the deterrent for that. Fonz, I know you've been semi-vocal about your distaste for the lottery system.
Yeah.
And my question to you and for anyone else who might be dissatisfied with it is what alternative you might consider for determining draft order.
I don't think I have one, which is why we keep staying with the same one that we have.
I have one that Miller suggested.
I do remember you talking about that, which is good, which I know you're going to talk about. But I was thinking also just locking up the first and last place for the first pick and the last pick. Just locking up those and then doing a lottery for the rest. Just because the person who ends up in last place will probably need that number one pick more than anybody else. But
I don't know about that because that could motivate people to tank. Last place.
Yeah, but that's just kind of the honor system that we would have to go with.
Sure.
Or front house, just like with you, our commissioners would just have to keep an eye on that, you know, something like that. I don't know. Again, I don't have a solution or an alternative for it.
We'll just every year we'll just tolerate you saying I hate the lottery, but I'll live with it.
I'm not as vocal as Isaac is about it though, but
well, yeah, Isaac hates everything.
I have voice just... that
Isaac would have the same response Fonz did.
It just sucks that I always end up with a really horrible pick. That's like in the lower. And the one time that I did get a high pick, I traded it away to Castro. And I didn't get to use it, you know, because I was like, fuck it, I never get a good pick anyways. And that one year, I did get a good pick.
Nice one, Fonz.
So,
was that the Jahmyr Gibbs pick? Bad. Which one was that?
Yeah, that's when I had, like, pick Gibbs. 3, 4, and, yeah.
two, three, and four, I think. Yeah, one of those was
Fonz. One of those was Quentin Johnson, Fonz, if it makes you feel any better.
No, it doesn't.
That's the other part, is like... The draft is not a guarantee. Like, just because you have the third pick doesn't mean you're going to get the third best player in the draft automatically. You know, just Quentin Johnson, obviously the most recent example of that. So you know, we can't predict the future on it, but certainly like having a top three or even four this year is pretty lucrative. And the best suggestion I've heard, the fairest one, the one that avoids tanking, that is that one that Miller pointed out is that sleeper tracks, like it's called Max PF, the max points for. So it is, in essence, if you had started the perfect lineup every single week with everyone on your starters and bench and IR, or not IR, but like taxi even, like this is what your points could have been. So basically what your potential is, whether or not you made the best starting lineup. And so that draws a pretty big line. Like, for example, our number one max PF, like our highest potential team last season, was Justin at 1,864. If he had started the perfect lineup every week, he could have cracked 1,800. Last place was Noe, who dropped all the way to 1,300. He could have had a perfect season and still finished 500 points fewer than Justin. 1,324 was his max PF. Now, the reason I like this a little better is because you can't, like, losing your games doesn't really have an effect. Like, in essence, sitting your starters won't change anything, because in this version, it's almost like best ball. Like, it just calculates what the best one is. And so it definitely seems like a fair way to do it. I try to find a way to manipulate this, and I think the best way you could do it is essentially like start cutting players. Like, say a guy who would put up, you know, 7 points on your bench or whatever, say, nope, I don't need that, I'll cut him. And I was like, well, the seesaw to that is, well, now that's an available player for a contending team, like a Curtis Samuel type or something like that. Like, a contending team could grab them, that person, and use them in a flex or something like that. But like, to me, it doesn't seem like a strong enough manipulation. Like, I feel like that could be a really balanced way to do it. Personally, I do sort of like the randomness or excitement that comes from not knowing right away. Like, just because I have the fourth lowest PF, then I'm going to get the fourth best pick. I like that it changes up. And, like, statistically, based on the percentages we have now for the lottery, it's been pretty accurate. So, Jose, can you read me that top four again? Like, picks 1 through 4, starting with Noe?
Noe, Warwick, Scott, and original? Yeah, Miller. Well, Noe owns it, but it was Miller. Yes,
Miller. So on the max PF score, the bottom four: Noe, Scott, Miller, Warwick. So the bottom, like the worst four, still got the top four picks in some order. It was just the shift. So like Warwick, instead of being pick two, would have been slotted into pick four. So in this case, Warwick got the win, got the excitement. So he's going to get a top flight receiver in this case. But statistically, he has the fourth lowest ceiling roster according to last year. So it comes close. Our biggest complainer, Isaac, he was upset he got pick six. He would have been pick five in this system. So he didn't really get screwed all that much. In this case, like, it's going to sound biased. I'm happy that I jumped over him to get that spot and dropped into number six. I know he's not, but he's never happy, so I don't care all that much. So if we were to, like, hold a vote or go to any other system, this is, like, the closest one I can get behind. But, again, it's a matter of, like, do you like that little bit of, like, flair and unknown and excitement for the off season and all that stuff? Any thoughts?
I like the flair.
I kind of like a combination of both. Like, why don't we do just like number one pick is locked to lowest, and then we lottery the rest of the order?
Like the max PF thing, or lowest in the standings?
Like lottery, like lock the lowest one, lowest max, like max PF points gets forward. Pick yeah. one, and mm-hmm. then we lottery. Yeah. We lottery two through eight.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea. I've never thought of that. Especially because typically the number one pick seems to be the most obvious, right? Like, that's there's three stud wide receivers and you can rank them however, but Marvin Harrison is like the biggest name in this class. Bijan the year prior. The year Zeke came out was a big. So, like, a lot of times the one does tend to separate themselves. I don't hate that. And we are like a year out from, I guess, like 8 months really, from having our next lottery. So this could kind of lead us into our topic that's coming up pretty soon, which is, you know, potential rule change ideas and stuff.
Yeah, it's like kind of the best of both worlds. Keep the excitement, but also to like the worst team of the year doesn't have to feel like they got cheated out from luck.
Right.
All right. So. Look at that, Fonz. You did have a solution, you fool.
Wasn't fully realized.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Because in this case, like...
Yeah, no, I never fought...
go ahead.
Delayed. I think there's a delay. You stopped when I stopped.
Noe's points for is so much lower than everybody else's that, like, he is clearing away, like, the... furthest like low potential. Now this is why it's great that he's got three first round picks. It seems like it's not an accident, like he traded away most of his talent. I don't know. I think I like the gamesmanship of it, because maybe instead of cutting his players, he said, you know what, I'm in rebuild, like let me just trade them all off, it'll lock me into the lowest PF and I'll just take the hit and try to rebuild next year. Like I like the potential for strategy on it. Like, I, you know, this isn't fresh to me, but I don't hate it. We can think about it, talk about it.
I got a comment, but Fonz, I think you had one as well, so I don't want to speak out of turn. So if you got something.
No, I was trying to comment on the excitement of the lottery, which is why I didn't have a solution of it, because I love doing the lottery. It's fun getting a higher pick than you were expected. It just feels like I've gotten the shit end of it every time. So for everyone else, it's been fun. It has not been fun for me.
And you know what? I'm sure I'm also sure Scott would be in that same camp, because for like 2-3 consecutive years, Scott as well, you know, he's been lower in the rankings, and you would think he deserves a, you know, top two pick, and you know, he gets maybe 3, 4, or 5. I know this past year he ended up getting, you know, the first overall pick and was able to get Bijan, so it worked out. But this almost feels like, and I like that idea where, you know, first is locked in, first 1, 9 through 12 are locked in, and then 2 through 8 are the lottery. But it almost feels like if we're gonna go, that feels like a big change, and it almost feels like we should get like we would need unanimous approval or something like that, because it's also not fair to be like, oh, okay, this is next year's the year we go to that, and one's locked up, and you know, if you deserve to get number one, it'll show in the stats. And in my head, I just feel for you, Fonz. I feel for Scott, and it's like, you know, is there a couple more years to play out the full lottery system 1 through 8, or you know, if we should, you know, seek to get unanimous approval here for passing. But I do actually like that thought, and I do like I would like to see us in that environment moving forward.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, just based off of our conversation here, it feels like we're all in agreement with it. We just so if one person disagrees with it, then no go, basically.
It's just off the cuff. It feels like that might be the right thing to do, but then again, like, you know, the opposite side of that is, you know, if there's one person who declines and it's like, no, like it's like 95% approval and it's just that one person, mm-hmm. that would suck too, especially if, you know, that's majority. So, you know,
okay.
Maybe it's good that we're talking about this and it's recording and it's for our league to hear, but I can also start those conversations and get a feel for how some of the league members would feel about it. But it's just off the top of my head. Like, that feels like that would be the right thing to do, because that's a pretty big change. And yeah, would change mm-hmm. the direction of some of our teams in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
I decline.
There it is. Maybe like a 10 out of 12 vote, because if we need unanimous, nothing's getting past Isaac. It's all going down. It's all getting rejected each time.
Wait, Isaac apparently hates the current system. I didn't know he hated the current system. I thought he liked it.
He hates it. He hates it.
Yeah. He's gotten screwed a few times too. But that's the thing, is like, I don't know. Isaac is going to be stuck between his hatred of something current and his hatred of change. So he's going to have to pick which one he hates less and choose something. But yeah, all right. Discussions on the books. We should probably talk about whether or not that's a thing to get voted on, as well as like when it would be implemented and all that. But
for sure.
That sort of takes us. It's a little bit out of order, but I don't know, Jose, what do you think? You want to go into other potential rule changes while we're here, or talk about,
let's do that, because the thing that came before it was league trades, and
didn't have any
this calendar year. There's been none, so that's an easy one to pass up and, you know, jump right into rule change proposals,
because, well, you guys won't accept Miller's trades.
We could have made it happen. Could've, we could have made it. The first one happen.
Could have done it. Okay, well,
Lons won't trade with me anymore.
You've been blacklisted in my book.
Oh, I'm sorry. I gave you the best wide receiver in the league.
You still haven't given me a championship, right? So
what do you want me to do? I can't fix your whole team.
But so far, I've been trading with you for like maybe 4 years, and I have not won a championship. So
I'll give you nothing but studs.
He hasn't given himself a championship either, to be fair. So it's not like he's screwing you over.
Whoa.
Okay, well, there was one proposed rule change in like last year or in the offseason that got voted on. I think it lost on a tie, right? Was it 6-6? I didn't go look it up. It was very close. Very close. I don't remember who the deciding vote was.
Pretty sure it was a tie.
But this was a big topic that came up last year when Miller and I, you know, forgive our creativity, came up with the idea of a conditional trade. And, well, to be fair, the conditions were met. My only condition was, if Derrick Henry doesn't finish out the full year, the first round pick becomes a second. And it was just written down and we noted and all that. That got vetoed away. I did the trade anyway. Well, he did. Much to my regret, he did play every game, including the one where he scored me, I think, like 2.5 points in a game I lost by like less than 1 point or something like that. That I chose to delete that from my memory, but the conditions were met, so the pick would have remained in this case. But the whole concept of conditional trades and all that was what was voted on. It lost in a tie. It needed majority vote. 6-6 is not majority. So congratulations, all you limited thinkers. You get to keep on doing your basic bitch ass, non-thinking, straight one-for-one trades, whatever.
We know what you voted for.
Yeah. I created it. This is my baby. And with Miller. That was Miller and my baby, devil child.
Yeah, I wonder who voted for that.
Was it anonymous?
Flags.
I know what Isaac voted.
Yeah, I created the poll, and I made sure the vote was anonymous for the reason I didn't want anyone to get bullied or, you know, persuaded offline or anything like that. So, yeah, any polls I create, that one especially, I had it remain anonymous.
Put your name on the ballot.
Too.
Put your name on the ballot. Stand next to it.
I don't remember what I voted. I can't remember.
Yeah, that's the worst part. Oh, is like sure. you could probably do the vote again. And if people couldn't see other people's votes, it'd probably be a totally different outcome.
Yeah. But,
Justin literally told me one time we were voting on a thing, and I asked him why he voted this. He goes, "Oh, I did it because everyone else is doing it." What? The Why do you even get a vote? Take the vote.
Nice one, Justin.
Justin, he wants to be on the winning side. Like whatever they're doing, we'll just I don't want to ruffle any feathers. Let's just do it. Anyway, that was the only proposed rule. And then, Fonz, you can lead the way on this one. You were the only one in the league that sat and thought about some things you'd like to see and then actually made us a whole document that I started to go down, but I didn't want to have it and have my thoughts and have it go nowhere. So I have remained unexposed to most of this. So I'll give you a genuine reaction as we go here. And you can – oh, my God, this is 2 pages long. All right. Well,
high level. Yeah.
High level.
Well, when I write my notes, it's long.
I do appreciate the formatting and the structure of it. I really do.
Mm-hmm. No milk was spilled in the construction of this document.
Okay, well
– the first thing I wrote – oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was – We'll see how much time we go into this. If we're 15 minutes into this and we're only on number one, we'll split the rest up onto another episode.
Fair enough. All right. Okay, so the first one that I have is that we keep talking about it, but we need to finally implement a punishment for the last place in our league.
Hey, I still have this stupid shitbowl trophy. I need to get rid of that.
Oh, you haven't sent it out?
No.
It's your job to do that.
I gotta fucking look for it, actually.
Great. Oh, my God.
It's gone.
You lose it. It's bad luck for 10 years.
Shut up, Deez. I'll mail it straight to you.
Don't you fucking dare.
He mailed it to Castro.
Castro got it.
Mailed it to me.
Yeah, and he...
Warwick mailed it.
Who gets it this year?
How did Warwick get it?
Your brother might have given it to him. Because I remember you had it, Fonz, and then I went and stuck it in your house when nobody was around. And then...
when we were moving it, we found it, yeah. Oh, my God.
And then... I guess y'all sent it to Warwick from there, and then Warwick sent it to Castro.
Yeah, sounds about right. I just don't remember how my brother got it to work. I think he might have mailed it to him.
Nope. He dropped it off at my house, and I told him, you need to mail that out because that's part of the punishment. You need to pay for postage. You need to pay for shipping. And he was like, oh, dude, I'm not going to do that. No, fuck that. And so out of my own pocket, mailed it out next day via UPS expedited fucking next shipping day, to get it to Warwick. Damn. Yeah.
William should be stripped of one of his titles for that.
All right. Well, we backed into that one. Looks like the current owner is Miller. Miller traded away his whole roster, and he got absolutely smoked 93-43 in the Shit Bowl game, losing to Noe. So that is property of Miller Castro.
I will need Miller's address.
You can send it to me. I'll give it to him on draft night.
Damn.
Okay, done.
I'll send you my address again.
I was going to say, do you have his address?
Yeah, just do it for safety. I have it.
Funny enough, this is one.
Deez's face, Castro. Damn.
This is one I can't really bully Castro about because for whatever reason, I keep saving Jose's address like with the wrong last digit. So everything I send actually goes to Noe, his neighbor.
Yeah. So, it works out, though. Like, yeah, it's Noe.
So So I gotta pay. Like, I've done it three times. Like, I need to pay extra special attention every time I send anything over there. All right, so that's property of Miller. Sorry, Fonz, already off tangent. I won't dock those 3 minutes to your time. So get us back with what you were saying.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so yes, implement punishment. And this is my proposal. We have a spin wheel type idea that the member in last place must complete before the next league draft. So in the wheel, it would be like a... just a bunch of different little subject or like little, like a kind of a spin the wheel. I'm sorry, like a Wheel of Fortune like a, kind of like a, kind of deal.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking of the Grand Theft Auto casino bonus wheel or whatever. But yeah. Spin it and do the challenge.
Exactly. Yeah. So something like that. And each one has a special punishment. And it'll be an idea from everybody, you know, from everybody in the league that will contribute to it. So it'd be like, We will make a special video tribute video made from the experience of whatever that punishment is. That way everyone during draft night can enjoy it from whatever that experience is. The lead champion from the previous season would spin the wheel to determine the punishment at the end of the current season. And then we would spin the wheel after the draft is complete.
I think that sounds like a lot of fun, depending on what the punishments are. My brain's starting to run away right now and trying not to get carried away. I've seen really fun ones where it's like, obviously it depends on your budget, but it's like the league votes on a place for you to go and they'll pick like the middle of nowhere, Delaware, and it's like you have to spend a weekend like out there just to go fucking make the most of your time. But obviously that's, you know,
that
not,
sounds expensive. Yeah,
feasible, right? for everybody. But yeah, the coming up with the list would be the tricky part, but I think video chronicling it would be a lot of fun.
I have definitely making the tribute video of whatever experience, and I wrote ideas on the document I sent you guys, and so some of what I wrote under was mystery food challenge. Obviously, a last place manager is blindfolded and must taste a food item selected by each member in the league.
Oh my god, 12.
Dodgeball.
12, 11 items.
Last place manager. Yeah. I mean, it'd be fun. Dodgeball would be the next one. Last place manager must only dodge and does not have any items to throw or block with against everyone in the league.
That just sounds fun.
Last place apparel. Where league members decide what apparel last place manager must wear to the draft night. loser tattoo. League members decide what fake tattoo last place manager must receive and where it is placed.
Like temporary tattoo?
Yeah, temporary tattoo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nah, real tattoo.
Not a real tattoo. Yeah. A nice temporary. A 12-month calendar where each league member will create a photo op using a last place manager as a prop and then will be compiled and used to put together a calendar.
Which will be raffled away on this podcast.
to our sponsors.
That'd be cool. So,
there's websites, right, where you can just submit. You can submit like 12 photos and they'll create a calendar for you. So are you thinking of like Photoshop or like in person somebody in the league takes a photo with the
I'm thinking draft night. I'm thinking draft night. Everyone brings whatever kind of props they want to dress their or whatever kind of setup they want to do for the photo, and then everyone takes a picture on that draft night. And there's no video tribute that's needed for that. If we wanted to, we could do it, but it'll be happening live right there in person.
I would add to that.
Cat suit for Fonz.
I would add to that that the person doing it not only has to submit and order their calendar, they need to order 11 so that everybody in the league has a calendar for the final year with that person on it.
All right. Another one I have is League Bartender, where the last place manager must dress as a bartender and make drinks at for everyone during draft night.
All right.
Let me know, because it's delayed. Let me know if you guys are again. Just give me like a thumbs up, like I'm ready to go to the next one or not.
You're not really delayed for me.
Okay. I think it's just Mario then that's delayed. Yeah.
It's pretty delayed for me.
Okay. All right. Dance videos. I didn't feel... This is just one that I saw where people were doing like trendy... Doing a series of trendy dance videos for league members to view during the draft night. But they would assign that last place manager to whatever dance trend they needed to record themselves doing.
I would hate that one.
A video tribute to the champion, where the last place manager must create a video tribute to the league champion. A hot wing challenge. Ooh. And naming rights. League renames last place manager's team for the following season.
I like that one.
That's a good one. The hot wing challenge is actually funny because Justin and I were watching the Deadpool Wolverine Hot Ones episode, and that like sent us down a rabbit hole, and I was like, man, I kind of want to do this challenge. And he perked right up. He's like, you want to do it? And he was like, draft night? He goes, I'll go to San Antonio. I'll fly down. We'll do a draft night. And we looked at it like there's a big like Jerry Jones Classic game that day, and I was like, you're going to be here for that. He's like, I can't do it. And he Googled it. The bottles, like the full lineup, is like $130 or something like that for the original set. Jose's nodding like he's looked it up before. But, I mean, talk about a last place finish. It's like doubling your buy-in, basically, to go have to buy fucking $130 worth of hot sauces. And then, like, I mean, that'd be fun to, like, mix up where you have, like, you know, 10 hot sauces or whatever. Each person gets to write, like, a question. Like, could be fantasy-related or whatever. But basically, it's designed to just make them have to eat this and answer something frustrating about their team, or like, what were you thinking when you drafted this player, sort of thing.
I like that.
Like, and we could, dude, I would go
like full, our own little like, hot wings.
Oh yeah, I'd go full fucking film major for that. I'd set up 3 cameras. I'd like steal a switcher from work. We'd have somebody punch and cut and direct the thing. That'd be pretty entertaining. But it's funny because Justin was just talking about trying to do something like this for the draft, and it's a little unrealistic to have like 8 people try and do the challenge, but if there was just one and everyone just got to sit and have their popcorn, that'd be pretty fun.
I agree.
Yeah, it'd be fun, I think.
Yeah, Fonz.
So those are just some of the ideas that I wrote down.
There's the delay. It's like 3 seconds. I was just going to say, I'm all in for this one. You're right. We haven't had a punishment, and talking about like the flair or excitement aspect of things, like the lottery certainly is one, but this would certainly be another to kind of consider and you know, maybe even look forward to for 11 out of the 12 members that don't have to be subjected to whatever is about to happen. That count me thumbs up for an official punishment of some kind.
Yeah, and when I was writing this list, I was getting excited about doing this. It would be fun to implement. It doesn't have to be this year, but maybe at least for next season, like this upcoming season. I mean, I would like to see if we could try to put that up to a vote, see if we can get that passed or whatever the correct word I'm trying to find here.
The sooner the better, because I mean, somewhere Miller is breathing a huge sigh of relief as our resident shit bowl champion. as it gets later in the season and somebody starts 0-3, 0-4, their interest and their vote might change a little bit as things are going.
I think for the flair aspect of our league, like Mario, like you were saying, I'd be for this. I think the list of punishments has to be carefully
vetted,
cultivated, selected. Yeah, vetted. Because we obviously have to consider, you know, financially,
finance.
Yeah, finances and health to make sure, you know, we're not going to harm anyone in either of those categories. So, yeah, but it's almost like, you know, we need to vote. Does the majority of the league want a last place punishment? If yes, then okay, here's the thought. Wheel of Fortune style, like you were saying, Fonz, and we'll select six or seven, whatever it ends up being, and every year it's going to change. Here's the process for it, but we need to make that, you know, vet through what that list or what those different ideas are. The majority of what you have here, like, they sound fun, they sound awesome. Nothing where, you know, it would, most of these, none of them would break the bank or, you know, make you anyone cause for concern and for where their health is or anything like that. So I like the thought, and I like the effort you put into this.
Thanks, Steez.
Yeah, it's good. It's hard to go 12 for 12 on anything, so I would think, like, maybe we come up with a list, and if somebody's like, hey, my heart literally can't do spicy, like, I might have a reaction to it or something, just say, okay, you're vetoed from this one, so, like, you cannot, if you land on it, just spin again, whatever. Yeah, we can find workarounds for it.
Yeah, and exactly that. I know Miller's in a standard league outside of our main league here, where it's called the Beer Mile League, and the loser every year has to run a full mile, but at every lap they have to chug a beer. And I know I could run, I could do the run part, but I can't drink and do physical exercise, and I don't want to sign up for that. Like, that's not me. I cannot physically do that. So like that's he asked me every year. I'm like, nope, I'm good. I'm good.
okay, that's a good one. Fonz, take us to number two. There's only three, by the way, for people that are
all right. We got to. I only have three rule proposals. So the second one that I have is the back-to-back champion payout proposal. So in this one, the league will come with an agreed amount of money that is put aside from our league buy-ins and put into a fund that builds every year. And the league member that wins back-to-back will win the pot. Kind of like a Monopoly where you had that... I forgot what that spot is. Help me out here, guys.
Free parking.
Yes, the free parking. Right. Yeah. So, like, if you ever went back-to-back, depending on how long the drought was, it could be really it could really pay out really big, or the payout could be really small if it just happened the season prior. So that was one that I had. Another one I had.
I'll tell you that I, again, like the thought. I wouldn't want this for our league because I feel like we have a hard enough time. Like, I feel like there's desire every year, every other year to raise the buy-in some. So that the main payout is larger for whoever wins. I feel like it would be hard to get the majority of our league to be like, okay, let's put in more money that someone may not see for several years. And then it's a matter of, you know, holding that money somewhere and all that stuff. But I have a thought that can piggyback off this one. I can't say it right now. Fonz, I can tell you offline. But I think there's an idea that I have that probably coincides with what you're trying to do here that I can't really get into at the moment.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Anybody else have thoughts?
I like it, but I think, yeah, the logistics of it is kind of difficult. Like, who's holding that money year after year, and how often do we get back-to-back champions?
I think, I mean, I know you didn't mean to set this up, but I think we've only had one back-to-back champion in our 9 years.
God, I swear, league. If he pops out right behind Fonz.
Oh, you mean me?
You talking about the two time?
Which would be years one and two. Like, I sort of like it from the aspect of, like, is it extra incentive? Like, all right, we always want to win, right? But let's say if you win, you're getting an extra, like, $900 because the pot's been building up. Like, does Joe go even more aggressive and start doing this? So, like, anything that, like, allows the opportunity for strategy isn't bad. Problem is, I feel like it'd be incremental. Fonz, I'm not sure if you said raise the buy-in or just adjust the funds we have now. Like, so, like, currently we have a $40 payout per week. Like, that's the math. So let's say that becomes 30, and then an extra 10 per week gets set aside. So at the end of the year, $10 across 18 weeks is $180. So 2 years, you're 360, 540. 720 in 4 years, blah, blah, blah. So, like, that becomes pretty sizable pot. The issue is, holding it as it continues to grow. Personally, if it was me, I would just have it in a high-interest savings account and make my own money off of this little thing on the side, like, as it continues to grow and build up. But it is something to manage, because, like, if that payday ever comes, suddenly it's like, oh, shit, I need to pay out $2,400 to somebody that went back to back. So I'm curious to hear what Jose has to say. I don't know if it's worth the extra logistics of having to put it in. It'd be nice if we had just kind of like a cemented vault that just didn't get touched or put away. But one of you guys would have to do that. I can't be trusted.
No, I can't.
Yeah, that shit'll be gone. Castor's gonna say I could fucking double this in 30 minutes.
Yeah. We could both be winners.
Alright. Are you ready for my third proposal? Okay. Yeah. Alright, so my third proposal that I have is the holdout. Is what it's called. Much like the league, when top players hold out to get paid more, I think it would be fun to implement the same use of the word hold out, but cater it to our league. So basically, the notes that I wrote on this one is that all we had to do is write the names of the highest scoring players at every position from the prior season on pieces of paper and drop them into a hat. Then drop an equal number of pieces or more with no name on them. Had the league champion from the year before draw a single piece of paper from that pile, and that name that's drawn becomes the holdout for the season. If a blank piece is drawn, then there isn't a holdout that year and everybody can breathe easy. In the event that there is a holdout and the name that is drawn comes out of the hat, we can figure out some fun way for the manager to meet the player's demand and avoid crippling the effect of the player's holdout that will have not being able to use him at the start of the season. So not only will that player that we've selected in the hat be where we have to create some fun way where we have to meet his demands in order for him to avoid the holdout, but we're also going to draw a number where we have to figure out how many weeks that player is going to be holding out for. And then all of this would happen. Like we'd figure all of this out before we do the draft.
So I think it's you're a fun about... idea.
Go ahead.
Oh, I think it's a fun idea. I just don't think it's for our league. I don't feel like our league we have enough people that would be invested into it, especially how we have put so much time into this particular dynasty and stuff like that. But like for like something like a. Like maybe like our guillotine league or something like that.
Experimental
like,
league.
Yeah, like I think that would be a really cool thing to do. Like, yeah, unhappy, like hat, whatever, and you pull a name out and like, oh, this guy's holding out unless you like do this or whatever. You have to spend $10 of extra fab or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just something fun, creative to that they had to do to complete that holdout or the task to get them happy to be like, I'm not gonna hold out after all.
Yeah, I like that for like... the guillotine and just... Or sorry, go ahead, Mario.
No, I think you're spot on with it that we're pretty locked in with the Dynasty League, especially going into year 10 as is, where every single move is so carefully catered and thought about and voted on and crafted that we try to very meticulously balance what's fair and what is too jarring or what's too abrupt. This sounds like when we created a league and it had like defensive players position, like we were just fucking around just to kind of throw a wrench. It's like what's that mode in Rocket League, chaos mode, or there's like tornadoes or whatever. Like I think it's a fun activity, but it's like it's not, it needs to be in a certain sandbox, and not for our dynasty one, but yeah, like Castro was saying, any one of these experimental ones, it's just a fun idea for it.
Agreed.
I like the idea of a guillotine, like once a team loses and their players drop out, we pull a name out. And if we do pull one of their players' name out, like, they have a minimum cost. So, like, if it's someone, a diva or something, minimum cost of at least $75. Like, damn. So you can't just cheap buy it or something like that. Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somewhere to waste your fab.
Yeah. Maybe so. Yeah, it's a fun modifier for other leagues or ideas for something like that. But yeah, just not for the Flash League.
All right. Well, yeah. Those are just the three proposals that I thought of, and hopefully, if anyone wants to give any feedback, just put it in the chat, and let me know what your thoughts are.
Put in the comments. Are we a YouTube? Do we do YouTube? This is a horrible thing to ask, isn't it?
Eventually, we're supposed to. Yeah. We do have one. Yeah, and that's if this all works out on Squadcast with the video feeds and everything. I think that's where this video goes. But yeah, audio for sure goes obviously out to the wherever you get your podcasts, and then hopefully our league members listen, and the chat could be our league chat, but YouTube or Sleeper League chat.
Well, Fonz, I commend you for being the only one to think of proposals, because I didn't have any.
Absolutely.
Casper says our league is perfect as is. Don't mess with it.
Yeah, you want to do PPR next, Fonz? Damn it.
half PPR.
No.
Put that in your gimmicky holdout league bullshit. Every silly points over there. Okay. Well, yeah, Fonz, for real. Thanks for spending any time whatsoever trying to think of something. Everyone else, I'm going to assume the league is perfect until we throw some more ideas out and we can vote on it. But, yeah, I think I'm most excited for potential last place punishment on that whole thing. But, all right. That's it for rule changes. If anyone else has any more, feel free to take this as your reminder to kind of get that in. It's too late to happen this year, but maybe this talk got the gears spinning a little bit, and we can put it in the queue for next year.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. With
thanks, Fonz.
That in mind, next up, Key. Actually, Jose, can you talk about this? There's an item on here: Sleeper's new auto sub feature. That's the extent of what I know about it, but it sounds like if you don't have a full roster, that Sleeper can automatically slate someone in.
Yeah, so this is really new. I want to say it's like 48 hours new, maybe, and I think they already listen to the community, which is one thing I love about Sleeper. They always listen to the community, so if they roll out something and everyone's shitting on it or say, hey, this is great, but we could do better here, Sleeper's always listening and they're taking feedback from the fantasy community, which is something the other platforms don't do. So, but yeah, no, this rolled out, I believe, like less than 2 days ago. It's a new feature on Sleeper called Player Auto Sub or Auto Substitution. And what they did is they added a new feature to manage game time decisions on Sleeper with Player Auto Substitution. So you can assign a bench player to automatically sub in for your starters if they're ruled out. The way it works is that if a starter is inactive at kickoff, then Sleeper will automatically swap in your designated sub into the starting lineup. This gives league members more flexibility to manage injuries in advance rather than needing to be active right before game time. Right now, it's an optional league setting in the app, and it's automatically like turned off, but it can be set to on by commissioners. Since this is a new feature, they are, again, looking for feedback right now. And as I mentioned, this got released less than 2 days ago, and I think they're looking to roll out like another option to that new feature. So more to come on that, but that's just something that they released, and I think it's worth a discussion on whether or not we want to implement that for this season or just leave it off, let it play out, listen to the fantasy community and see if that's something we want to do at a later time. But if we're going to implement it, we need to make that decision in the next 3 weeks.
I personally like it. I think it's cool. And it's nice because I know I spent a lot of time on injuries last season, and I just like I wanted to make sure like I had to be there at the game time just to make sure is he playing, and it'd be nice to just like have okay, I'm putting him in my lineup, but here's a sub in case I don't have to worry about like checking like right before game time.
And just a clarifying point, you will. So if we turn it on, it's not like that's it. It's on if you have a player in your lineup. Sleeper will automatically run an algorithm to sub someone in based on that. It's not that. It's we turn on the feature. We, as team managers, would need to, like, so like Saquon, if he's a game time decision and that feature's on, I would need to go in my lineup, go to Saquon Barkley, like click on his player card, and then there will be a feature to like auto sub, and I need to select the players on my roster that I want to auto sub in the event Saquon's out. So it's not, there's some work on our part. It's not like we turn it on and all right, sleeper, do the magic. We still need to be active as owners and determine who we want to sub in that event.
Yeah, I'm not against that. I really like the idea.
When I first saw the name of it, I saw auto sub. My first thought was Greg, like the guy who had his bye week starters or bye week players in. And I was like, I don't want any part of this. I don't want to encourage people to just be lazy. But after hearing the explanation of it, it sounds like the opposite of that. It's actually rewarding more attention and more strategy. And the fact that you can't just leave it blank and it'll go in, that you're having contingencies. Because, I mean, back when I was doing sideline stuff, it was a nightmare to try and go in and be on the spot ready right before, just in case last minute things happen, to be next to the phone. So, yeah, I don't. I know you're saying they need community feedback and all that stuff, but I don't really see a downside to it. Like, allow the owners the freedom to go in and manage and be rewarded for their diligence and having contingency plans. So I like it. I'd say turn it on.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I think the confusion with the community right now is like around start times. So like, you know, if Sunday, Saquon's my guy starting on Sunday, or I hope to start on Sunday. He's a game time decision, but it's Wednesday, and I'm like, you know what? I want to deem someone in the Thursday night game to start in that position case Saquon sits. Like, do I get to have that person that's not starting currently on Thursday, but he goes off Thursday night, but he's on my bench, and then hope and pray that Saquon, you know, sits out, because I would rather take the high output on my bench. Like, so there's some confusion with how that would work. And Sleeper today tweeted out, you know, hey, we hear you. We're working on an additional setting within the auto sub feature for leagues who want the flexibility to limit the sub start time to be able so that they can sub someone in at the same time or at a later time from what that player in question has. So again, like, they're always listening. I think if they fine tune that, it's a no-brainer for me. I think currently it's kind of still a no-brainer. I think that's a great option to have. So I'm all for it. But I just I don't know if the majority of the league saw that update. But, you know, as the four of us in here, we're probably the most active with our team at the moment, just because of, you know, this podcast and what we're looking at and stuff like that. So I at least wanted to start the discussion here.
Yeah, that is an interesting loophole. I mean, as long as they close that off. Because my thought would be just treat it like a regular game. So if your player plays on Thursday and they were not in your starting lineup, they're a zero. Like, yep. At that point, start them or don't. They're now ineligible for Sunday as a sub. So you have to find a backup now for Saquon that's not that person. That's what makes sense to me. But you're right. I wouldn't want to sit there thinking, oh, man, I'm glad he sat that guy. And then come Sunday at noon, like, oh, shit, there's an extra 17 points that this guy just got because he got locked into a backdoor deal that way. So, yeah, I'd hope they close it off. Just be rigid on it. If a player played and he was not in your lineup, you cannot get it.
Yep. Hell yeah.
Okay, yeah, that one sounds cool. I'm kind of tired of being consistently delayed to, like, everyone, so I'm going to go mostly quiet. If Jose, since you probably are looking at the rundown, you wouldn't mind taking us home. I know there's some roster cut dates, taxi things, and our draft day, and then I think we're getting out of here.
Yeah, I'll run through the key upcoming dates for our league right now. So as you know, every year we have a large roster. I believe it's 18 at the moment. Some of us may have more, just depending on if we had someone in IR and we moved them to the bench and stuff like that. So we may very well have more than that amount. But as it stands, we're going to need to cut down our rosters to 13 players. By August 28th, that's a Wednesday. That's the Wednesday before our planned draft at noon. So if you're listening to this, we'll post it in the chat. But by noon, Wednesday, August 28th, which is 3 days before our league draft, you're going to need to cut down your rosters to 13 players. Unless you choose to put a eligible player in taxi, that is the only, I guess, way to bypass that 13. If they're injured for the year, out for the year, IR slots don't count. So that's something to keep in mind for our league coming up Wednesday, August 28th, noon. And in that same light, again, oh, go ahead.
Just one point on the taxis, because this is a confusion point every single year, that yes, you get your 13 to cut, you know, across the VIP line, basically, and the taxi is the way to kind of sneak in more than 13. You could potentially do as many as 17 if you have all four. But any person that crosses that threshold into the new season as a taxi, that automatically burns one of your taxi numbers for this new 2024 season. So you've got 13 and say, hey, I want to keep, you know, I'll use Justin. He's like CJ Stroud and Jameson Williams. They're both eligible because they're both, you know, their first 2 years. So Justin crosses the finish line with 13 plus two taxis with CJ Stroud and Jameson. He now has only two open taxis to start 2024. The first two are burned. He can promote those guys at any time, CJ and whatever, but he cannot use those vacant spots at that point. He doesn't get those two back. Like, you use them to get in, they are burned. So just that's always a confusion that happens every year, and I'm sure somebody will reach out and ask anyways, but just wanted to reiterate.
Yep, perfect. That's what I was going to lead into, more detailed explanation around taxis, but you covered it well and more quickly than I probably would have. So no, that's perfect. I probably would have went off on a tangent and
nice one, Mario.
Listed too many examples. No, it worked out. It worked out perfectly. So
I thought you were going to stay quiet.
You suck, Mario.
That was the other thing about taxis. Thanks for covering that. And then the final date, as I already said, our draft day, our league draft, will be Saturday, August 31st at 6:30. Those who can't make it in person, you're more than welcome to draft remotely as we have that as an option every year. But those of you who will be local, majority of every year, I'm hosting it. I'm hosting it again this year. It will be at my house. I'll be grilling for the second time ever, pretty much. So
Are you still going to do brisket? Are you going to smoke brisket?
Yeah, brisket. Brisket's still the plan. I'll be cooking that sucker for 10 to 12 hours.
Hell yeah.
Stop on by if you're local. Feel free to show up anytime. I'll say after 3 or 4, I'll just be, you know, prepping the food and stuff like that. But draft will start promptly at 6:30 unless there are any unforeseen
potato salad
circumstances. So, no.
Dude, that's good. Sausage? Are you smoking sausage?
Kielbasa, like absolutely. Sausage. Fawn loves the sausage.
I'll make a potato salad. Damn, dude, it's good.
I will not eat. I don't like potato salad.
Gross.
Dude, you like potato salad?
I don't.
That has mayo in it, no?
I think it does. I think that's what makes it edible. It
just
stuffed with mayonnaise. You know, Fonz. This guy one time, gross. I was trying to tell him, I like mayonnaise. I don't like Miracle Whip, and he's like, "What's the difference?" I was like, are you joking? He goes, no, they're the same thing. They are not even close. I had to put two jars side by side and have this guy try them. And he was like, holy shit, these taste nothing like each other. He thought they were the same thing forever.
I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Fonz lives a simple life, dude. It's just mayo is mayo. That's what it is.
I'm not picky about my food. I just eat.
I love that he says he's going to grill. And instead of naming more grill items, you're like, making requests. Potato salad? You guys gonna have some apple juice? Just like random shit that's not grilled.
I'm also trying to fish out what he's making so that I can, whatever I bring, and not bring in doubles of what he's already making.
Do you have a potato salad recipe? Is that in your cookbook?
No.
Oh. It's just mayonnaise.
You had to ask. You had to ask.
Mayonnaise and potatoes. Well, I was gonna say I might be coming around. Like, I don't touch this stuff, but for whatever reason, they were serving it at work the other day, and I took a little scoop, and I was like, "This ain't bad. It's so bad. So
it's good. It's good, and especially with brisket and sausage, it's delicious, man.
Gross, Fonz.
Yeah, I will say for the menu, the planned menu is brisket, some sausage, even hot dogs, and maybe some pork belly that I may throw on there. There could be some other things. I mean, if y'all have any one of y'all, if y'all are going to be local and join, any sides or any drinks you want to bring, absolutely, anyone listening, if you want to bring sides or drinks, I'll take care of the majority of the main courses and hope to keep everyone fed. But yeah, no, that's the plan. Feel free to stop on by anytime after, let's ribs? Say, 4. No ribs.
Still fun, damn.
God damn, man, my real estate on my grill is not that big. yeah, and so that's the draft. We did leave off one item, though, that I did want to cover before we end, and I'm probably going to regret bringing this up, but this is the time to bring up. There's been larger discussions happening around increasing the draft pick timer for the first round. And right now, I think, I believe, my memory's a little fuzzy, but I believe in the years past, or at least last year, that timer is sitting at 5 minutes for the first round. And I believe we dropped at 2 minutes, rounds 2 through 5. Could be, lower than that for the later rounds. But there's been some added discussion about should we increase that draft pick timer, at least for the first round, so that there's more time to make draft day trades. I know it's come up in the past where, you may not think you'd want to trade for that pick, but someone on your board, fell to the pick you're kind of eyeing, and you're like, holy shit, I want to make a deal, but 120 seconds isn't that long to make something happen or whatever it's at the time. So at least for the first round, I think there's a increased desire to raise that to, what do we say, 20 minutes for the first round. And I don't anticipate everyone in the first round to use all 20 minutes. So I can already hear people saying, oh my God, like it's going to be 8 p.m. before we even get out of the first round. I don't think that's going to happen, but at least just this would give people the opportunity for more trades to happen if that's what they're wanting to do. So y'all have to help me with the actual timer that was discussed, but I believe we said 20 minutes for the first round.
30 minutes.
God damn.
I think we did say 30.
The original one was 30 minutes.
We did say 30, but when I was kind of thinking about it.
Soften up funds.
No, when I was thinking about it was like 30 minutes is a long fucking time. Like the real NFL guys use 10. They have 10 for the actual thing, and those stakes are much higher. So I was like, 20 is probably a safe one. And for round one, and then another extended, like, I don't know, 10 or 15 for round two. And then afterwards, like, it starts becoming dart throws. Like, it's the implications are lower. Like, top 25, sure, the first couple rounds, but then, probably don't need more than 5 minutes for round three and four, and then even 1 or 2 minutes for round five. Like, I know there's gems in there, but really, like, everyone's just kind of throwing darts at that point. Any obvious guys have probably mostly been taken. But like you're saying, Jose, it's not so much so you can do last-minute homework. It's like, I don't know, as I'm pivoting and positioning and looking at my own personal roster needs, I hope other people are doing the same. I don't think everyone is. But as I'm going through and saying, okay, if I take this guy, well, then maybe I'll try and trade back at this spot here. So there's like conditional things going on in my head with it. Castro, like, I know you don't have a first-round pick. I don't think, like, Miller has an early pick. This is like mostly for Noe, in essence. Like, he can open up the negotiations because he's got, and Isaac, I think, has three. I think they have half of our first round. It's just, so like, this is mostly like the Noe, Isaac, and Fonz rule. But like, let's say like there's not somebody you're in love with, but a player fell that somebody wasn't expecting and saying, oh fuck, like I didn't think this person would be here. Like, let me make a move. Fonz, let me pull you for a minute. Let's go. So, like, of the 12 picks in the first round, I would be surprised if even 3 tried to do that and didn't, like, hopefully no one's a dick and just sits there not chatting and uses, like, 11 minutes to make their pick. That'd be super annoying. but it's mostly just to provide that opportunity, because I think we all love the idea of, like, draft day deals and negotiations and trade, but with the timer the way it is now, we just can't. It never actually happens. We can't do it.
Agreed. And I'm kind of looking at the recording timer, and I'm like, man, yeah, time moves slow when you're like, oh, it's 20, I have 30 minutes to make this pick, and even 20 seems a little high. So, I'd be, again, I'm open to it, whether it's, 20 minutes first round, we'll say 10 the second, and, y'all have set a shorter timer for rounds 3 through 5, but I heard a case, compelling case, where it was like someone had mentioned they would almost be wanting to see a higher timer for the later rounds to do a little bit of that homework for the people who are falling to the later rounds. By increase that timer, maybe like 5 minutes for rounds 3 through 5. Again, not thinking everyone's going to need the full 5 minutes for those or the full draft pick timer for those rounds, but you know, just a little bit more time to get your thoughts in order. And if you're local, we're going to be here most of the night anyway. So that, I think that was the flip up other side of the coin is like the draft, once it starts at 6:30 in past, you know, years, given the draft pick timers that we've had, like those drafts are over in like 10, 11 minutes. Like, I don't know, it goes by super fast. So at least this increases a little bit of the drama, but you're right. I don't think there's going to be too like that many trades happening to warrant the increased timer, but I think a little bit of flexibility there would be nice. So I'm all for, you know, 20 minutes first round, 10 second, and five minutes three through five, and rounds three through five. So
I'm good with that.
I'm not against that. Experiment.
Yeah, me neither. I like that.
Yeah, and if we, you're right, experiment. If we find out it sucks, like, oh my god, like this, it was a nightmare. It's so long. Everyone's yawning and wants this to be over. Okay, we know what to do for next year. And we've had this draft night now scheduled for about a month and a half now. So this draft day shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody. You should be planning for that night to be, you know, at least involved as much as you can for this draft. So I don't think it would be an issue.
I like it. I'm all for it.
Let's do it. Yeah, I'm excited for this draft. I hope it happens. I hope around pick 7 or 8, a name is there that no one expected to be there, and someone just lights up saying, "Hey, fuck, hold on. This is your third pick this round. Let's talk for a second. What do you want?" And then hopefully it goes somewhere, as opposed to the, I feel like most trade discussions in this league are like, "Hey, this person's on the block. All right, what do you want for it? Tell me what you're offering." And it just fucking goes nowhere. So, and then one person makes an offer and says, "I don't like that." And they just go, "Fuck you." And then that's the end of it. So hopefully they're a little more nuanced. Hopefully they're a little more thought out and nuanced. And, you know, it's sort of like the feature in Sleeper where it's like, all right, here's an expiring offer. It's got that bomb. You can say this offer ends in 24 hours. Most times nobody bites on that. They just fucking do it. But if like a literal clock is ticking, you know, like, hey, if you're interested in this, like, we're doing it now. It's not like, oh, I'll think about it. It's like, no, we're talking about it right now and it's happening or it's not. So in theory, it sounds all right, but we'll see how it goes.
Awesome. Look at us.
Yeah, I'm excited. Food.
We did it.
Barbecue, brisket, potato salad. Did we do salad, it? Sausage.
Love sausage.
Rule proposals. God.
Fonz loves sausage. Oh. That was the last thing you said about you, Fonz.
I know, damn.
Fonz loves sausage. Gone.
Was that the last thing he said?
Yes. Fucking asshole. Jesus.
Well, there goes Mario. Yeah. I think we got through everything, didn't we, Deez?
Yeah, no, that's the schedule, or that was the rundown for us. And now he's back.
Oops.
And now you're not delayed.
Hey, maybe now you're not delayed. Yeah,
well, I think what happened is that I had picked a 1080p, and you guys were all 720, amateurs. And I was trying to figure out, a way to change it, and I couldn't. And then I left by accident, and when I rejoined, it's like, how do you want this? And I said 720, so... Here we go. End of the fucking episode. What a nightmare.
Wow.
Nice. Nice one, Mario. Listen still to Fonz next time.
We're still learning.
Yep. But that's our show. I don't really know if you know, the next episode will actually be when we're in the season, when it starts, or if there's any desire to, you know, jump into, you know, predictions like we've done in the past, or what. But that's today's show. That's tonight's show. An early start.
I wouldn't be opposed to one maybe right before draft week, because that's the 31st, so that's like the weekend of the week of, like, you know, 25 through 29 or something like that, because maybe by then a few more major injuries have happened, and then we can brush up on the final things if we hear any feedback about the timer or role changes or anything like that. No promises, but it seems like it'd be a nice timer right before it happens, and then we'll see how it goes.
All for that. Hell yeah.
Cool.
Nice. Second episode of season 5. In the books.
There you have it.
Fonz loves sausage.
That's the takeaway. That's now the episode name.
God damn it, dude.
Yes. Yes. You just say it enough times, Fonz.
I also said brisket and barbecue and potato salad a lot of times, right?
And mayonnaise.
Yeah, of course you didn't. And I heard it was sausage. So y'all went in there dirty.
Fonz loves sausage.
Y'all always fucking put it on me.
Whoa!
It's you guys.
I can't wait till you lose so I can have you in a cat suit on a calendar.
That'd be great. Everyone buys 11 or 12 different expensive costumes.
I would have him just in a cat suit on his back with a big ball of yarn. Like,
I hope I never get last place. So,
I love it that you made the rule too. All right. Enough.
Yes, enough.
All right, we'll be back maybe in a couple weeks. If not, shit, it's either that or it's week one preview. Because, I mean, we'll have to do that eventually because we'll have our official matchups and schedule and draft will be done. So, yeah, we'll be back in 2 to 4 weeks. It's probably safe to say.
Take care, everyone.
See you guys.
Bye, everybody.
See you.